Hello everyone and welcome to the Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show, or the Generic Live Show for March 18th, 2014. I am Jeff Campbell, delivering your daily dose of genericness from around Australia and the world. Stop to make it easy. Sometimes I let this kick speak for me, getting carried away with the temporary. It's the choices we make. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Exactly, that's what I have to say to that. Welcome, one and all, to yet another generic live show. It is so good to be doing this every single day in front of you all. I've said that I will do this at every time during the day, at least five times a week. So yeah, we're kicking it. This is the second day, and I'm feeling good. You know what I'm also feeling good about? I'm feeling good about some headlines. WireTech leads off our headline talk for today by releasing an article by Telestite, which states that tablet sales doubled to $4.8 million, due to the low-cost units flooding the market. Telestite estimates that 9.4 million Australians were using media tablets at the end of 2013, expecting users to reach 22 million by 2018. Telestite predicts that media tablet penetration, that's a good show title, in Australia will exceed computer/PT penetration same time during the middle of 2015. Telestite's penetrating survey of media tablets owners found that nearly half see media tablet becoming their primary computing device within the next few years. Furthermore, Telestite continued to penetrate and found that computer/PC purchase intentions continue to be securely impacted by media tablets. Moral of the story is that Telestite likes to penetrate. The New York Daily News reports in a previous story in which we reported by saying that the Rolling Stones' Perth concert will be no more due to Mick Jagger's other half, in air quotes, was found hanging from the doorknob on Monday morning, and police said to believe that her death was a suicide. Quote, everyone thought she had a perfect life, but when you can't chat to her, it was clear her life was far from it, a close friend of hers told the Daily News. Mick Jagger has said to be completely shocked and devastated by her death. The Rolling Stones cancelled their Wednesday show in Perth, Australia. The Australian government, not what it says here, but the Abbott government, is preparing to cut funding to the ABC. This will be actually our discussion point for the day. The end of the Australian network in its present form is saying already flagged by Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull. And while popularity of the ABC protests from the threat of immediate distortion, the vultures are circling. The Constitution UK recently asked Britain what it'd be like without the BBC, as it too struggles with looming cuts. But would Australian culture be with ABC? I will answer that question. The discussion topic with the news article which I got the headline from. The article by from the Brisbane Times also goes into Channel 9's A Current Affair program, which, on the same time as an ABC program, it says that sounds like a program dedicated to public interest reporting. However, on a day of the news agenda was dominated by civil war fears in the Ukraine and the death of asylum seeker Reza Bharti on Marcus Island, ACA's lead story was Australia's identical twins, a warm tale of two girls and their boyfriend problems. Yay for broadcast media being propaganda-ish. Lastly, science has proven to have found found evidence of a split second after the Big Bang. And I'm not talking about the Big Bang theory, although that would be pretty cool too. The newly formed universe ballooned out of a pace so astonishing that left behind ripples in the fabric of the cosmos. The discovery gives a window on the universe at the very beginning, when it was far from less than 1/1,000,000,000th of a second old, says theoretical physicist Lawrence Krauss of Arizona State University. It's just amazing, he said. Quote, you can see back to the beginning of time, end quote. If confirmed, experts says, the discovery would be a major advantage in understanding of early universe. Although many scientists already believed that it was initial, extremely rapid growth spurt happened, they have long sought the evidence cited in the new study. And that's the look at my headlines. Yes, yes, yes. Well, we're coming to the part of the show where we like to actually talk. And I actually don't feel like talking much today. So we're going to make this relatively shorter than what it was last time. The ABC faces cuttings in the what they call ABC, I think it's called. Yeah, that's the one. I'm fully being facetious, if anyone can tell at all. This is going to be... I don't even know where to start with this article. I think without the ABC, I just don't think that media will have a balance anymore. I think if the ABC gets its funding pulled or severely cut, either way, media at the moment has a rough skewed even towards the propaganda centralization of everything. But if we have the ABC here to kind of put things into perspective, then we kind of get a reality check in terms of the what actual media is, which is not all this sensationalized garbage. Sensationalized garbage might be the show title. You never know. Sensationalized garbage. I can't even spell that, so don't even worry about it. But I think that the growth of the ABC over the years has been phenomenal. And for it to end that now will be not only a disaster for media, but then we've got Then we've got media, skewed media, and then it's kind of weird to explain how I feel. I do not want the ABC to lose its funding at all. I want ABC to exist. I definitely want that because the ABC provides programming that all other networks can't provide. Either because it's either too strange or too alternative for its viewers, whereas the ABC kind of just puts it out there and see if it sticks. Most of it does. Most of it gets picked up for 2 or 3 seasons. I'm talking about their drama shows here. Whereas, all the other broadcast channels are all, American shows from 7 years ago. That is all the other networks are. No other network, apart from, soap opera galore, is providing homegrown broadcasting. And I don't want to cut homegrown broadcasting at all, nor do I want to provide this broadcasting skewness, which broadcasting skewness. That's the show title. I don't want there to be a skewness in the networks, in the major broadcasting networks. And the BBC and the ABC are very, very similar in this area where they provide actual informative entertainment to their viewers and listeners, because the BBC is radio as well as the ABC, where they do provide actual entertainment for their viewers as well. And I don't want that to ever, ever stop. But I'm afraid that it will if the ABC goes away. We'd miss the ABC if it was gone and replaced by endless procession of communist shock jocks, ranters, and class warriors. That's actually true. That's all it would become. The ABC would become this. They'd become like everyone else. They'd become this sensationalized garbage. That's what it'd become. They'd become the skewness. The ABC kind of provides balance, but everyone else, it'd become broadcasting skewness, where it's now skewed to one side, and you are forced into believing that side. I never want that to happen, but you know what? It will. It will, and the government doesn't care, because this government doesn't really care about much at all, really. If we're going to be completely honest, this government doesn't really care about if,6 million rats go down the drain. Raps? Did I say raps? I think I meant rats. But raps is good. But they wouldn't even care about that either. They wouldn't even care about raps. But I think that it's just tough when you've got this broadcasting setup. All right. You've got terrestrial radio and podcasting. All right. Kind of, they're in the same broadcasting, but let's say prior to podcasting, we had this broadcasting skewness on you have to believe what the disc jockey said. Now you can kind of pick and choose your opinion based on the different podcasts that you listen to as well. And if that went away again, you kind of are left again to kind of listen to terrestrial radio. Well, not listen to radio at all, but listen to terrestrial radio and be left with this sensationalized garbage and broadcast skewness. I want to say broadcast skewness as many times as I can, but I think I've drawn it enough into even my own head to kind of believe it. I get really, really passionate about the government cutting funding for public broadcasting because it kind of goes, you know what? This is just one more thing that we don't want for the government. This is one more thing that we don't want from the government. And it just makes me think, where is the line? Where? I don't know if you guys heard my phone in the background, but where is the line of not even knowing where some of knowing some of the skewness of the broadcasting in the world in which this will create. Wow, that was a rant and a half out of 10. And that's the generic live show, everyone. Generic rants for everyone. All right, that's going to do it for the show. We're not on iTunes yet because we haven't had a weekend for me to try and do that. But if we when we do it on iTunes, hopefully all of the previous episodes will be there. Bye for now. Listening to a proud member of the Chef on the Podcast Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit chefonthemedia.com. Even fresher in 2014.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network. Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.